Hello there, darling. Welcome to Blush Podcast, hosted by the lovely Kelly and Penny. If you are looking for lascivious literature, some inevitable laughs, and to be a good girl, you have found the right place. Now, sit down, relax, and enjoy. We'll take it from here.
Kelly!
Penny!
No offense, but...
If you want to hear more, listen to Patreon.
Yes.
Ding.
Ta-da!
And thank you so much to our lovely narrator friends doing the intros. Today's was from Cole Eubanks.
Yay! Thanks, Cole Eubanks. You bang.
Yes.
Listen to Patreon. You'll know that joke, too.
Mm-hmm.
See? All inside jokes that you'll want to know about.
Or a mess today, like usual. All right.
Just for everybody else, I am almost a full bottle in.
I'm half bottle.
Yeah. So I'm
doing great today.
Primed and ready to go.
Yeah. Let's do our wines.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Kelly up first, like always.
Yeah. I have a really fabulous, fabulously named wine. It's called Send Nudes.
Ooh.
And then it says, call me when you want more. Brandon. 707-492-6365. Oh, not a girl named Brandon. I think this is a boy named Brandon.
Who knows? It might be a girl named Brandon.
Well, it's
Number?
It is. No.
Can you imagine how many nudes she got from that wine bottle? If that is Brandon.
This is not our Brandon.
The narrator Brandon.
This is not our Brandon because it's spelled a different way.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Sorry to disappoint you.
Well, I guess not. I don't want
But this is
nudes.
Legit the label. Send nudes. Call me when you want more. Brandon with the phone number. So, I don't know. Penny, do you want to?
Yeah, I'll do it. Oh, boy.
Can
it's
you?
It's going to be a reach.
There you go. Send Do-do-do. Nudes. Yeah. So this, I got it because this label is hilarious. And it's Slow Down Wines is the
I'm sorry.
Label. And that's all the information that...
Ooh, let's taste it and figure it out.
Oh, it's a Pinot.
Ooh, I like these. These are fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Send nudes. Call me when you want more nudes. Call me when you want more wine. Who knows?
I mean, it both goes.
Yeah.
Nudes and wines. Maybe send nudes for wine. Would you ever send nudes to a stranger just to get wine?
To a stranger?
Mm-hmm. If that was like, if you send me nudes, I'll give you wine. Would you do it?
Not to a stranger.
I wouldn't either.
Mm-mm.
I'd be like, no. It would be that weird guy at the hotel with the stuff all over his shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-mm. Not to a stranger.
No. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Very particular.
Mm-hmm. You're on one today.
I am.
Love it.
I'm drinking.
So let's look at our color. This color looks very classically Pinot.
Wait, I'm trying to remember. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
A Pinot is lighter.
You missed it. You've been saying a terrible song.
I probably didn't notice it because it was so terrible.
It's been a while. That's the only part of that song I know.
It's been a while since I can.
You got to say it like that. It's been a while. That's the only part of that song I know.
I know. If I can. And that's I know it too. Right. Okay. Isn't Pinot supposed to be lighter?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Look at that.
See? You can see a little bit through. Good job, Penny. Yeah, neat. Okay, so we did our color. It looks like a Pinot. I can't swirl with my left hand. I gotta go like this. It's also kind of, it's a little bit full.
Mm.
I can't if I'm too far away.
Who doesn't like a full one?
I like it full and
up close because you can't be too
overflowing,
far away.
Bursting. Right up to the edge.
I think you should be a narrator.
I can't do the dialects, though.
You don't have to do them all.
That's what she said.
She did not say that.
She wants to do them all. That's why I can't be a narrator.
Maybe. Oh, we got some.
Yeah, there's some pretty. There's some nice. Yeah, there's some nice legs on there.
There's sexy legs in training.
Yeah, but that's like, that's pretty, pretty on par for a Pinot. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. I'm gonna turn it so I don't get lipstick all over my face. Okay. Also, what she said.
Okay, I'm ready for this one.
I can't stop laughing.
What does it smell like, Kelly? Sniff it deep.
Okay.
Get your nose right up in there.
Hmm. It's real jammy.
Oh, I want to smell it when you're done smelling it, sniffing it out.
Jam that radar. Okay. This always takes 12 years.
For Kelly, it does. I'm like sniffing done.
Your nose right up in it.
Your nose right up in there, Kelly.
Just bury it in there deep.
Hmm.
Okay.
Is it?
No, there's some, I think it's like some like blackberry jam.
Okay.
Focused. Some currant.
Yeah. Blackberry jam, currant, a little bit of cocoa.
Oh, I smell that chocolate in there.
Yep.
Holy cow. That chocolate is strong.
Mm-hmm.
I smell the chocolate and the black currant.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
No jam. That blackberry jam is pretty.
Mm-mm. I smell that chocolate jammy a lot. Maybe because I really want chocolate right now.
Probably. Your hormones and your emotions mm-hmm. play a big part in it. Thanks, yeah. Warner. Mm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Big time jam. I'm going to jam it, jam it, jam it good. Mm. Super jammy.
That is very jammy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Very tannin-y.
Oh, I didn't get much tannins.
Oh, I did.
Woo! It's not like Warner's.
Not like Warner's, but there are tannins in there.
Hmm. A little bit of tannins, but like...
I get it more in my gums than anywhere else.
It's like side of the tongue and then gums.
Yeah. I don't get it in my cheeks, just my gums.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm. Very jammy, though. You get like the currant and the cocoa on the bouquet... And then the jam, big time, when you taste
it. Oh, you know what? Now I taste chocolate.
Yeah. And then a little bit of a chocolatey finish.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's delightful.
Delightfully good.
It might convince you to send some nudes when you're done with the bottle.
Would you send a nude after this? What nude would you send after this sip of wine?
Just a sip?
Well, I guess
a
glass.
What do you mean, what nude? It would be a nude.
What nude? What part of the body? No, we don't need to get this.
Not to a stranger.
Not to a stranger. What? If it had to remind you.
When people ask me to send nudes, I send paint chips of nude colors.
What fae character does it remind you of?
What type of fae?
You know what it reminds me of?
Hmm.
It reminds me of that one book we read where she went back to the castle and the guy was a douchebag.
That's like every book.
Yeah, that's true. But he was like amazing. He was like a wolf kind of person.
Oh, The Wolf in the Wildflower?
Yes. Yes. It reminds me of him.
Oh.
If I had to pick like a fae character, that would be him. Kind of dark and mysterious.
Well, he had one eye.
The Cyclops.
That's right.
It's a Cyclops wine. You do kind of go, ah.
It's so funny. That's right. You thought he was a Cyclops.
Every time.
Oh, he was so hot.
He was hot, Cyclops. Mm. I would.
He was not a Cyclops at all.
I would. Help that Cyclops out.
Oh my god, what was his name?
I would send that Cyclops nude. Doesn't that remind you of him? Kind of a little mysterious. You don't know much about him.
Mm-hmm. And then you're like, ooh. in the jam part.
Like, the chocolatey, the smoothness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little bit of a surprise because he seems a little terrifying at first.
Oh, I like terrifying.
Yeah, I know. He's rough.
Yeah. Who doesn't like rough?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good. Ooh. I can't pick the same one. I might say, we haven't brought him up in a while. I'm going to say Cass.
Ooh.
Yeah. Same type of thing. Like, he's mysterious. He's totally different than he seems at the beginning. He's rough. He likes it rough. He likes when he gets stabbed. He likes when he goes poppy.
Oh, Cass is a whole other kind of creature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see that for sure.
This is a Cass.
All right.
So you know that's a swallow.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Any day. Either one of those characters I would 100% swallow.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually got this for our last week episode, Dark Horse. But this is my go-to every time I need a wine that I know that I'm going to like.
Mm-hmm.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Wait, how did you say it before?
Sauvignon. Sauvignon Blanc. Dark Horse. Every time. It's a winner. Mm-hmm. I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
It has a good taste to it.
Yeah.
Let's see if it says anything good worth reading. It says notes of passion fruit, grapefruit, and lime.
Mm, it kind of matches your dress, the label.
It does.
Hey.
I try. I guess I could take sure right here. It really does match my...
Look at you. So coordinated.
Yeah, I love this wine so much. Okay, but I've never done a sniff, sip, and taste test.
sniff, sip, and taste. That could apply to so many things.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
He said. That's what he said.
Hey.
Oh, it smells fresh. It smells so good. It smells like a Dark Horse Sauvignon Blanc.
Ooh, it does. I could smell that passion fruit in there.
It's so good.
I can smell the passion.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. It's good stuff.
That smells really good. Oh, you can smell the grapefruit, too.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Delightful.
All right.
Crumb Trulescent.
I don't have any. There's no.
Uh-uh.
There's no legs on this one. Sorry, guys. Okay. Swish and swish.
Mm-mm.
Isn't that delightful?
There's a little peachy in there.
It is peachy.
Mmm.
It's so good.
That's nice.
It tastes like Dark Horse of Blanc.
Yeah.
I could get this like blindfolded.
What's your thing?
What's my thing?
You know what I mean.
I mean, my thing is amazing. 13%.
Oh, mine's 14.5.
Okay, cheers. Can you put the rest of mine in there?
I would love to
think of a fae character that this reminds me of, it would be Devil of London.
You just wanted to see my face.
You cannot wait to do that. No, this reminds me of... who does it remind me of? Lucien, off of...
I was thinking that too. Lucien?
Yes, Lucien.
From Akatar. Ooh,
that was really loud.
From Akatar?
Yes.
Yep. That's exactly who I was thinking of also.
Yep. This is him.
With his worrying eyes.
I mean, he's a good person to have a drink of wine with. I would drink wine. I probably wouldn't do him, but I would have a drink of wine with him.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of wine.
You give him some swallows.
I don't know if I would.
You just said
this I is would your swallow go-to. It. Yes. It's my go-to. It's like... friend zone.
Right.
Happy place.
Yeah.
This is a friend zone wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Place you don't want to be. But it is. Yeah. I mean, you'll go to it every time. I guess it is a place you want to be. Yeah. Who doesn't want to be in a friend
zone? It's your, like, comfort zone. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't know if you don't have any other options. You're like, well, that one's always there. The old standby.
The standby. It is. It is. Yep. It's the old standby.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's my mate, but I could do better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it when is.
There's no as around.
Damn. Yeah. Damn. Mm-hmm. All right. You ready to jump into the book, Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to do? You can do it this time, and I'll do the.
Well, that's what we did last time.
Oh, well, I'm going to do it again.
Oh, okay.
You're so good with your midnight voice.
You didn't want to pronounce it last time.
I don't want to do it this time.
Okay. We read Quicksilver by Callie Hart. The devil is in the details.
It's a good one. This is a TikTok, like...
Yeah, it got huge. Yeah. Everybody really enjoyed it.
You know what I wanted to ask you as soon as I read this? Huh. And I wasn't going to ask you. Did you like the sex scene in the tent where all of his other stuff came out?
Oh, yeah. Like, all the extra stuff. I was like,
all of his extra
things. We got all the extra shadow things.
Magical things going on. I was like, ooh, this is Kelly.
Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. Extra parts.
Yeah. There's lots of extra parts. There's lots of extra parts. Stuff going on.
It reminded me of, surprise, Amelia Hutchins.
Yeah.
She's got scenes that are like that with the extra shadow parts and things.
I was like, Kelly's gonna love this scene. I like that. And it was like, they were just them. It was like they were in their own little bubble of a moment. One of my favorite scenes in this book was the opening scene.
Yes.
When she stole that medallion thing.
So, the opening was rad.
Yes.
I was like, whoa. This is awesome. And I did really like Saris a lot at the beginning. And then I felt like she was trying to be like Nesta, written like she was trying to be like Nesta.
But I can see that.
But that like hardcore stone cold bitch like didn't come off very well. And she was kind of like being like whiny and obnoxious. And I was like, shut the fuck up and listen what they're trying to tell you, you know, for part of it. And then she grew on me again at the end.
Yes, it was definitely like parts for me with her. Like, in especially even with her brother. Like, I liked her and then I didn't like her. And I was like, what are you doing? And it's just like very back and forth.
Yeah. And they spent a lot of time like making sure that her brother was like really helpless or whatever, so you could understand. But I was also like, bitch, they said he's doing fine. Like, cool out, you know? Like, I get it. You want to make sure. But I was also like, just whatever. It's fine.
I get that. Know? She was definitely an on and off character. Fisher?
Fisher? Whew.
I kind of liked demeanor.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like him when he was nice.
When he got, like, all sappy. But, like, when he first showed up, I was like, hey, how you doing?
He can be an asshole to me any day of the week.
I know. His whole, like, she kept, like, again, maybe that's why I wasn't a super fan of her. Because she kept, like, whining about him being a dick bag. And I was like,
I like the dick bag.
Yeah, I was like, how you doing?
I loved how she built his character, though.
Yeah.
Like, you got, like, snippets of why he's so, his walls are built up so much. And I love that, because then you just find out piece by piece by piece by piece. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
With him.
I really liked him a lot, and I liked him, like, I agree. Like, he should have been, even when she got him, like, his walls down, like, I wish he would have still been like
an asshole,
grumpy.
I know, I wanted him to be an asshole.
Like, he could still be nice to her and still be grumpy, you know?
Who doesn't love a grump?
I know. Who doesn't love an ass bag?
Like, I agree.
Like, we've ever, like, Devil of London, you know, like, you know, he's chaos.
I don't know. There's something about the grumpy guy that, you know, no matter what you say, they're going to have the same response. So it's going to be great, and you're going to laugh it off either way.
So, like, I mean, and it sounds like we're just, like, trashing this, but it's...
No, I liked it.
I really enjoyed it. I read it really quickly.
Yes, it was a fast read.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I love the other side characters in it. I love his sister. I loved his best friend. Yes, I loved
her. Yes, I loved all the friends.
Yes, I loved her ex that was in there that kept appearing and kept on coming through. And he was really funny. I liked him a lot.
Harry and Swift.
Yes, the only part I wish is that more would come out of him in the in the book instead of right at the end.
Yes.
I wish feel that like there was kind like, of been like little like snack bites throughout the book
like instead of little, all at the end. Like little clues a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I really love the vampires, obviously.
Yes, of course.
I wanted a little bit more vampire action.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the villains in the whole thing, but I wanted a little bit more like gory vampire stuff.
I love the maze that they went through at the end.
Labyrinth. Yeah.
Yes. Wasn't that so
cool? That was awesome. And that crazy like spider demon.
Yes. I was freaking out when I read that. Yeah. I had a nightmare about it. I was just like,
did you really?
Yes, I did.
I was like, ooh, spider demon, tell me more, tell me more, tell me more, tell me more. Oh, and then speaking of like singing, I was so excited about this. That one like vampire like not first mate, that's pirates. The like second in command who like shows up at the end.
You're laughing, Steve laughs. I love it.
So his name is Taladeus, right? Uh-huh. And the whole time, from the very first time he showed up, I was like, oh, his name is Taladeus. And every time I saw it, I was just like, do you know the song Amadeus from like Amadeus, Amadeus? Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus. It's by Falco. It's from the 80s.
Maybe I would know it if I heard the real thing.
And so every time I was like, Taladeus, 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 Taladeus. Every time I was just like hearing that song in my head.
Oh my God.
The entire time.
I also really liked, even though she wasn't a likable character in here, what was her name? She was part of their team and she was a
Madra.
Bitch. Yes.
She was awesome. I loved
her. Yeah.
Stone cold bitch. Like, she was,
she was like, have a resting bitch face. Yeah.
Hardcore. Yeah. I really liked her a lot.
Oh, I loved her.
And this also, like, we talked about this last week, where, like, these fantasy series, they take 8,000 years to get to any sex scenes, which you don't have to do, but they do. And so this was well over half the book before anything happened. Mm-hmm. But then once they did, they were fucking dope.
Yeah. And how he calls her little Osha.
I know.
I love that so much because it has so many meanings.
There's a lot of meanings. And I did really like that. Yes. Yeah.
And how they talk to each other through their head. I loved. That's the part that I wish that in real life, when you find your like soul person, that you can like talk to them.
And I did like how in this one, like, none of that was, like, explained or anything. And then she's just kind of like, what the fuck? Did that happen? No, I just made that up.
Yeah.
And he's just like, do-do-do-do-do, this is happening. And he didn't explain it to her at all.
Nope, he just kept on just going.
Like, letting her just be like, am I crazy?
I like the one part I love about the Fae is their, like, their mate. Like, that person that they belong to. Like, I think that's so cool. Mm-hmm.
And I do like how in this, like, he didn't explain it to her. And she kind of, like, she obviously kind of felt that or knew it or whatever. And then, like, there was shit going on. And then he just, like, yelled it out. Like, he's like, get off of my fucking mate. And she's just like, huh?
What did you say?
And then she's like, yeah, all right. Yeah, I kind of knew that. Like, I like that there wasn't a huge, like, blow up about, like, you kept it from me. You lied to me. Blah, 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 blah.
She
kind of
just knew. And she
was just like, yeah, I knew that. That's what I felt. Okay. Because, like,
there's something deep down.
Yeah. I like that.
I'm going to read some of the, just the stuff that was going on in their head. I'm not going to give you any other thing. Just what they were saying inside their head to each other. You ready?
Yeah. Well, I've read it. So.
Well, wait for it.
You're so cute.
Fuck me, please. Fuck me. Take me. Own me. Get ready. There's more.
Your voice is.
Fuck. Oh, no. This is her. Fuck me with your fingers. She does not want to say that. Or he does not want to say that. Choke me. I guess she says choke me too. She does.
Yeah.
Maybe she says all this. Hold me down and ride me till I scream. I'll make you beg, little Osha. He says that part.
Yeah.
I'll fill every one of those pretty little holes. That's him.
That's
him. I'll fuck you so hard. You'll never want another male ever again.
Yeah, and like when he's like, everyone in all of wherever they are will smell me on you or something. Like he's all like all that possessiveness. It's like,
I like the possessiveness. Mm-hmm. Bite me. That's her.
Mm-hmm. When that's whole like taboo thing, because they had this whole like canine thing where they became like vampiric, and that's how they like survived. And then that's where the vampires came from, is, you know, this whole like curse, blah, 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 blah. So it's like taboo to bite. And then she's like begging him to bite her. And I'm like, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Because as we all know, I like the biting.
She does. All right, I'm going to make you read one part as most dramatic as you can without seeing it before. Okay, the italicized right here, the bottom. Don't look at it, just read it.
Wait, start right here?
Yep.
Fuck me. Please. Gods, please, just fuck me. I want, I need. There you go.
Wait, no, I want to do more.
Oh.
This was a good scene.
That's all that was. Yeah, it was
good. Like, look at this. When he coaxed me open and dipped his fingers between my slick folds, he discovered how wet I was and growled deeply.
Mm-hmm. I like the growls, too.
Mm-hmm. The sound was so masculine and so predatory that I almost lost my fucking mind.
Yeah, I like
fuck yes.
I like the primal stuff, too.
Oh, my fucking gods. He's so fucking deep.
You just laugh. She's telling me to be dramatic, and she's just like, nah.
Hold on. Ooh, this is in Fisher's voice. Are you ready?
Are you going to be Fisher voice?
No, you are.
Oh, God.
Are you ready? I'm just going to hand it to you, and you okay. have to do it. Ready?
I have to do Fisher voice. Set, oh.
Go.
No prep. This, where?
Right here.
This is the part I was just talking about.
There you go. Found it for you.
I'm not going to be like, blah, 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 which is what Penny has. Oh, gods, he was so fucking deep.
No, you're not.
I know. Well, I'm doing that part first because that was a good line.
So fucking deep.
Every warrior in Anir will smell me on you.
Ooh.
I'm going to make you hoarse from screaming my fucking name. I'm going to mark you in every way imaginable so that everyone knows you're fucking mine.
You did good, Kelly. Let me find you one more part.
Okay.
That was good. That was good. Don't stop. Don't stop. Ruin me.
I don't think she says it like
she
that.
She does. See, this is what I don't like when it gets cheesy. I hate it when it gets cheesy. Like he was being reborn.
Yeah, no.
I know, like, just get that part out. Like, I like the hot, heavy stuff. Just don't make it cheesy.
Cheesy.
Cheesy, cheesy, cheesy.
Cheese down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck.
Oh, when she got the tattoos. Let's talk about that.
The tattoos.
The tattoos that appear.
Oh, her hands. Yeah.
Yes. So she had these all like awesome tattoos that appeared on her hands after they had like, sex.
They call them God marks. Well, part of them were God marks,
right? Yes. And I guess they only got a couple, but she got so many.
So like, yeah, that was really cool. And they showed up as they were banging.
Yeah.
And they just like flowed from his body to hers. And it was super rad. And the first time they banged, she had a bird that showed up. And I was like, and they didn't really mention it, but I was like, I bet it's a fucking kingfisher.
Was it?
They don't say.
Oh, man, I bet it was.
They'll probably bring it up again because he was like, the ones that came up all over her hands, he said, I can take those back and you have like a month to accept it, because those were like the mating bonds or whatever.
Okay.
But then this one, she had one like right here, and she said it was a bird. And he said, that one I can't take back. And then they didn't talk about it again. And as I was reading, I was like, I bet that's a fucking kingfisher bird.
I bet you're right. I bet you're right.
Yeah.
I love, like, I haven't heard about that.
And it was right here, so it's over her heart.
Yeah. The tattoos that appear, yeah. I think that was so cool.
And they all mean, like, different things, like, about her, like, alchemist, like, whatever. Yes. And then the mate bond, and the ones over her fingers, like, they're, like, the mate bonds, and they
I guess they're only supposed to get one, and she got all of them. She got
a million, because they're, like, the true mates, and, like, all this, like, because you can, if you just decide that you're, like, gonna marry each other, you, like, put them on each other, and you decide. But those just showed up because they were...
like, meant for each other.
Yeah, and then they got the god binding, the wrist things that means someone's going to die or whatever. All this, like, whatever, bleh. And then
that's why, like, honestly, that's why I don't want to read anymore, because I know one of them is going to die.
No, but they already addressed that, where she went and talked to the gods.
Yeah, but
she's... And that's where it disappeared. So she rearranged their fate, remember? That was a thing where they're like... It was a whole thing where they rearranged it all, and one of them was supposed to die already, and then she's like,
I see these authors, and I know they're going to get us.
Well, they're going to...
They're going to take that rug right out under
your feet and go... They're going to fuck them over and over and over again.
And then you're going to be just limp dick crying.
But theoretically, that was when she went and talked to them in the Valley of the Gods or Grove of the Gods or whatever bullshit. And she was like, no, when she was talking to Fisher at the beginning or wherever, and she's like, I don't believe in, like, having my fate set out for me. You know, I want to make my own fate. And then he was like, who was that? Chaos or whoever. He's like, do you still believe that? Because then we can take the God binding off of you. Because that's the one that meant one of you was going to die. And so he's like, that means that we can't interfere or something. I don't remember what at all.
It was a lot of, like...
So apparently that meant that, like, they won't, like... They can't interfere with anything, but it also means that, like, they can be together and one of them wouldn't die because...
Maybe.
That's what it was supposed to mean. Because otherwise... It was going to mean that she would die.
Yeah.
Because she was already dead.
I want to read the dedication. Because it's my favorite part. Mm-hmm. For those who live their nightmares, so that others may live their dreams.
That's really good.
It's deep. Man. That was a cool sound. It goes to right. Please fuck me. Okay. I like this book.
I do too.
Wait, okay. We're going to end on this part for this book, this last sentence.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you were supposed to find another something for me to read, weren't you?
I can. This is the last sentence I want to leave off on.
Okay, all right.
Ready? Mm-hmm. He mindlessly slammed himself into me, grunting. Then he ripped his mouth away from my skin and roared like he was dying.
No, I love it.
Not like he was dying. Like he was being reborn.
Penny, that's the one that you just
said. I know, but I kind of like it now.
You just said this was cheesy. I don't like it.
I know, but then in that context, I kind of liked it.
Yeah, see? That was good.
I liked it. Mm-hmm. It was good. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Okay, so next time.
What's next time, Kelly?
We have Monica.
Oh, my gosh. No fucking way. Monica, yes! James.
Monica James and her unicorn.
Oh my gosh. I have so many questions. Yes. So many questions.
So we're talking with Monica James about her book, Love Harder. And we talked with her about Love Hard. Hard.
And she put a pet special chapter in there just for Blush.
Yes. So Love Hard. We talked with her about Love Hard.
Yes.
It's a semi-autobiographical book, and then this is the sequel, and we've got a special chapter for us, and then with her,
with the unicorn,
her special dude who is featured in Love Harder.
Are we gonna be able to show his face?
Well, he's on the cover of the book.
Oh, that's right,
he's fucking hot.
Yeah, go Monica.
Yeah. And so apparently he is like, listen, I have a name. And I'm like, no, you're forever known as the unicorn. And I'm refusing to say his name And
she used to just wear a unicorn all the time, like even to the grocery store.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. Wait. She's a dirty birdie just like us.
She's so, so fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
And buckle up, unicorn.
So.
Okay. Yeah. After we just like espoused like our love for Monica for 8 years.
Love harder. Next time.
Oh.
Kelly's surgery.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm
sorry to my own knee. Oh, God. What a mess. Okay.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Make through a whole episode without spilling.
Did we really? Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Holy cow. That's the first time ever. Okay. This is like a monumental cheers. Yes. Ready?
Yay. Yeah. Ooh.